Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1706. The first 100,000 is the hardest, by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. The first 100,000 is the hardest, by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com. You know what's hard? Making your first $1 million. For us normal people, I say making your first $100,000 is the ultimate achievement. You can't make it to a million or a billion without first hitting 100,000. But even more than that, it requires a complete overhaul of both your money and your mindset. You literally go from knowing jack to building out an entire plan and foundation. And that's if you even get to the point where you care enough to make it happen. It took me 28 years to finally start paying attention. And from the emails I routinely get, the epiphany unfortunately comes many decades later for others too. And even then, once you're committed to making the change, the real work begins. You have to first figure out where all your money is going and why. You have to cut back from your accustomed lifestyle and start saving everything from scratch. You have to climb yourself out of all that debt just to get to even. You have to get your career off the ground or fixed, on top of hustling dozens of side jobs or whatever else will be powering your plan. You have to figure out how to invest and balance your life so you actually still enjoy it. And most importantly, you have to become really good at being patient because it all takes time. In fact, that's the magic ingredient of it all, time. And it can be a bitch. But once you get your mind right and the engine running, it starts getting easier from there until you're crossing such once fantasized milestones before you know it. You hit your break-even point at zero, then cross to $1,000 in savings, then $10,000. And $20,000, up to $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, $500,000, and all the way up to the double comma club and beyond. Life is good, and it becomes so easy over time that you rarely need to think about it anymore. You still do because, well, we're all nerds, but it becomes more out of fun than it does necessity. And I wouldn't even care anymore that you stop listening to this blog because it means you're all set now. Unless you're Drake or T-Boone, who can't stop, won't stop until they're eventually gazillionaires. My friend over at ESI Money, and ESI stands for Earn, Save, and Invest, recently shared his own milestones and how long they took to cross. And the numbers are pretty mind-blowing. $1 million net worth, 19 years and 3 months. $2 million net worth, 4 years and 9 months. $3 million net worth, 2 years and 8 months. $4 million net worth, not there yet and likely won't get there since he just retired. We'll never know how long it'll take him to reach a billion now. Thanks a lot, bud. But as you can see, the first push is incredibly harder than the rest. 19 years down to just over two to accrue the same exact amount of money. It's pretty ridiculous. And I'm sure if you were to track your own progress, you'd see something similar. I joked with ESI that I was going to steal his idea and tweak it to the 100,000s, since I'm not as baller as he is yet. So here it is as promised. P.S. I assumed that ESI started the clock around the same time he got his first real job because he mentioned salary. So that's what I did here too. Only I went back to my first hourly job after college. Old Navy, summer of 2001, since it took me a number of years to actually get my first salaried one. $100,000 net worth, 7 years and 11 months. $200,000 net worth, 1 year, 5 months. $300,000 net worth, 1 year, 2 months. $400,000 net worth, 1 year, 8 months. $500,000 net worth, 2 years, 7 months. $600,000 net worth, probably over the next 2 years. As you can see, it took me way longer to hit my first 100,000 than all the others. And while I started regressing with the last few 100,000, the point kids entered my life and slowed down the hustle, it hasn't required any real additional effort or strategizing on my behalf. I just feed the machine and it does the rest. The majority of everything you need to do happens between reaching your first epiphany and hitting that first 100,000. You'll still learn and tweak as you go, and maybe even switch strategies in the process, but once you've got your mind right, it's all a matter of pouring in the fuel and letting time, and sometimes luck, take over from there. Is reaching your first million or even billion hard? Of course, but if you ask me, getting to your first 100,000 is by far the most important. If you're there, congratulations. You figured out how to beat 75% of your countrymen. Total guess there, but probably accurate. If you haven't, don't stress. You're well on your way. As I don't know many people who would spend their free time devouring finance blogs and then doing nothing about it. It all takes time, but once you hit that first 100,000, it's much smoother sailing. You just listened to the post titled, The First 100,000 is the Hardest, by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. For your extended 30-day free trial. I think Jay Money makes some great points here. The first 100,000 is the hardest because it takes time to get your good money habits in place. While I do think focusing on your net worth is a better way to track your progress than focusing on something like your credit score, for example, I found for myself that focusing on the gap between my income and expenses has helped me get the best results. Saving and investing as much as I can while monitoring my spending and expenses naturally resulted in increasing my net worth. I focused on the systems and behaviors and let the results take care of themselves. And after 6 years, this led me to a net worth of almost $500,000. I'm not quite sure when I passed that $100,000 threshold. It was probably worth celebrating, but I was too busy celebrating every month that I stayed within my budget and hit my targeted savings rate. Compound interest is a magical thing, and the more you invest, the more compound interest is working to grow your net worth. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.